The Alliance for Quality Education looked at the school aid in the state budget allotted to 160 of the poorest schools among the over 700 districts in New York. The schools were supposed to get around $5.5 billion more dollars in education aid after the Court of Appeals ruled back in 2006 in the Campaign for Fiscal Equity, or CFE, case. Judges said then that education funding for the schools was inadequate, that it denied the students their constitutional right to a sound basic education. The court order was never fulfilled by governors and the legislature over the past decade. As a result, says the AQE's Billy Easton, the rural and urban school districts are still owed a total of nearly $3 billion.
We found that out of 81% of high-need districts, that this budget would leave them behind where they need to be, and that most of those actually are way behind.
In 2007, then-Governor Eliot Spitzer and the legislature implemented a four-year plan to phase in the funding required under the court order. But the 2008 recession hit and derailed the program, and it's never been restored despite the gradual economic recovery. In 2016, the State Board of Regents and the Democratic-led State Assembly supported restarting the phase-in, but Governor Cuomo and Republicans in the state Senate did not. They contend the state has given record funding increases to all schools for the past 2 years. But Easton says the report finds that even at the rate of increase overall in school funding over the last 2 years, it could take decades or longer for the poorest schools to catch up to the amount they are owed under the court order. And he says schools with majority African American and Latino students are faring the worst.
For high-need districts with large proportions of Black and Latino students, the situation is even worse. 30 out of 33 of those districts are way off track or totally derailed with their CFE funding. That means it would take those districts over 5 years, but as much as 100 years, to actually get their full funding at the rate that they're going from this budget.
Cuomo, in a conference call with upstate newspaper editorial boards last winter, said former Governor Spitzer's plan to fulfill the court order used an outrageously high number for the amount of future funding. Curtis Sutton is a parent with a son in seventh grade in the Albany City school system. He says he's seen the effects of inadequate funding, and one of the biggest problems is lack of enough teachers.
They're falling short because due to the overcrowding, you have a lot of distractions in the class, which take away from the lessons that ought to be learned in such very short time.
He says his son is doing all right in school because he puts a lot of time into helping him learn, but he says other parents might not be able to do that. Sutton says it sends the wrong message to children when adults don't follow the law and obey a court order.
Stand by your obligations. Stand by your commitments. And just as some schools are penalized for not standing up to their criteria or certain goals they need to meet, we need to hold them responsible for theirs as well.
Alliance for Quality Education, which gets partial funding from the teachers' union, says they hope to make the underfunding an issue in the legislative elections in November. Easton, with AQE, says he's also hopeful about a newer lawsuit filed in 2014 by 8 small city school districts in New York. They're demanding that the obligations of the Campaign for Fiscal Equity court order be fulfilled. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.